This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is facing international pressure today to explain a crackdown against political dissidents over the weekend. Russian riot police beat opposition activists Sunday and detained nearly 200 people at protest rallies against Putin's government. One day earlier, police detained former chess champion and opposition leader Garry Kasparov. The U.S. condemned the crackdown, as did France's foreign minister. Putin's opponents accused the Kremlin leader of rolling back civil liberties and creating an unstable political system that concentrates government power in Putin's hands. Russia will hold national parliamentary elections next week. With Russia's economy strong, Putin is a widely popular figure, and his party is expected to win an overwhelming majority in the elections. Hundreds of Buddhist monks, nuns, and students in India marched today against the military regime in Myanmar, urging Buddhists around the world to unite against the junta. Crowds of monks and nuns draped in yellow robes sang religious hymns and walked through a Buddhist holy town in the Indian state of Bihar. In September, the Myanmar regime quashed a massive pro-democracy movement that was led by the country's Buddhist monks. At least 10 people were killed in the crackdown. The junta is facing heavy international pressure to put an end to its military rule and pursue some kind of national reconciliation. In news closer to home, Senator Trent Lott of Mississippi, the Senate's number two Republican, plans to resign his seat before the end of the year. The 66-year-old Lott has scheduled two news conferences in his home state for later today. According to reports, Lott intends to resign effective the end of the year, although there's no word yet on why the senior senator is stepping down. All eyes are on Annapolis, Maryland this week, where the U.S. will host the first Middle East peace conference in 7 years. Today, President Bush will meet with Palestinian and Israeli leaders in a last-ditch effort to push for Palestinian statehood before he leaves office in 14 months. The Annapolis meeting follows years of failed U.S. brokered efforts, the last hosted by Bill Clinton. Expectations are low for the meetings, but the event got a major boost yesterday when Syria announced it would participate. Saudi Arabia will also send a representative. And the last group of survivors from the cruise ship that sunk in the Antarctic Ocean were flown back to the South American mainland yesterday. A Chilean military transport plane ferried the final 77 of the 154 passengers and crew to the city of Punta Arenas. Survivors spoke with the BBC upon their arrival and recounted the harrowing event.
And I heard what sounded like water gurgling, like down a drain. And I put my hand against the wall and it was dry. Then I stuck my hand on the floor and it was wet. And we shot bolt upright and woke my wife. We took our stuff out under the beds and out of the drawers and brought it upstairs.
The captain told us that we had been called and that it was an emergency. And then they tried to correct it by pumping water out. But then, I gather, the engines failed and we were dangerously at sea and sailing towards an iceberg.
There were people from more than a dozen countries aboard that ship. They were on a 19-day tour of Antarctica and the Falkland Islands, where they were observing penguins, whales, and other wildlife. That's the news, and it's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.
That is, until their boat sank.
It sounded like such an amazing trip, though.
Yeah.
From the pre-sinking, obviously.
Yeah, pre-sinking.
But still, dinner party conversation that'll last a lifetime.
The boat was 40 years old. It had been making these trips forever. They called it, I think, Little Red was the name of it. I don't know if I'd get on Little Red. It was 40 years old going through ice floes.
Now it's Little Reef.
Rachel, thanks for the news.
You're welcome.